Okay, the ones who are going to memorize for next time, okay, will give them gifts.
What gift?
I have to find out. I can't tell you from the top of my head. So, the translation of the ayah is, we have offered trust to the mountain, to the heavens, to the mountains, and they refused to accept the trust. However, humans accepted the trust, for they are ignorant and rebellious, or committing injustice. You got it? So we have offered the what? The trust. To who? To mountains and to heavens and mountains. Yeah, to the heavens, earth, mountain. So we have offered the what? Trust. And to what? Heavens, earth, huh? Mountain. Heavens, earth, and mountains. They refused to accept it. So what was the result of the offer? Huh? What was the result of the offer? How about you? Allah says we have offered the trust to the heavens, earth, and mountains. Huh? What happened? What happened? The next part of the ayah says what happened. They didn't accept it because of their fear. They did not accept it out of fear. They did not accept it out of what?
Fear.
Fear of what? Fear of what? Huh? Huh? No, fear of making bad deeds. What? Because when you have the trust, you could, what, betray the trust, right? So they were afraid of betraying the trust. Why? Because when you have free choice, you can what? Huh? You can either satisfy the trust or betray the trust. Okay? Except humans. Except humans. Humans accepted the trust. Why would human accept the trust? Allah said, because they are, huh? They are what? Okay. Ignorant and committing injustice. Okay, so I need someone to repeat the translation. Explain it. Use your own words. Use your own words. Huh? We have offered the trust, huh, to the heavens, earth, and mountains. They have rejected it out of fear. They have rejected it out of fear. Okay? Fear of what?
Doing bad deeds.
Yes, exactly. Fear of betraying the trust. Which is basically, how do you betray the trust?
By doing the bad deeds.
Yeah. Allah gave you body. Allah gave you what?
A body.
Time to live. Time to what? Live. Give you money. Give you resources. Made the earth service to you. I mean, as a service to you. He made the mountain as a service to you. He made a lot of favors. He gave it to you. And then he asked it in return is to follow his names off?
Of beauty.
Beauty. Which are the manners of Allah. Allah wants you to follow his manners. He's kind and he wants you to be?
Kind.
He is generous and he wants you to be
generous.
On the opposite side, Shaitan is trying to make you follow his manners. He's mean and he wants you to be
mean.
He's stingy and he wants you to be
stingy.
So you pick up, you make up your choices, and you are tempted by temptations and free temptations and evil desires, temptations and lower desires. You're tempted to disobey Allah. You're tempted to betray the trust. Now Allah described the one who accepted the trust as the humans in general. When Allah says humans, it means that the bad guys. They accepted the trust. Why? Because they're so ignorant, okay, and so oppressors, very oppressors. Okay, why would the human accept the trust? Huh? Because they are ignorant and oppressors. Got it? How they are going to, what's the danger of having a trust? What's the danger of having the trust of Allah?
You
might betray. You might betray, exactly. Perfect, I'm glad. Good job. Good job to everyone who participates. Good job. Do you understand? So this is the verse. Inna aradna, we offered an amana, the trust, to heavens. I mean, lissamawati, to heavens. Lil ardi, to earth. Lil jibali, to mountains. Faashfaqna an yahmilnaha, they refused to accept it out of fear. Fear of betraying the trust. However, human, the human, when Allah says about the human, whenever you see the word the human in the Quran, Allah talks about the bad guys. Okay? The human is always the bad guys. Okay? The human, this is an Arabic. This is an Arabic.
So the human is always the bad guy? Prophet Muhammad is not the bad guy.
The human, okay.
In the example.
The bad guys are the humans.
Oh, in the example.
Okay, that's the language of the Arabic. It is that way. When Allah says that insan, the human, it means Allah is going to follow it by something bad. Arul. An insan is the human. Once Allah says an insan, then he's talking about some bad guys. That the humans accepted it. Because they are, because they are ignorant and oppressors. Innahu kana, he is zaluman jahula. Oppressors and ignorant. Ignorant because they don't know what they are getting themselves into when they betray the trust that Allah has trusted them with. Alright? So next week, the ones who memorize it are going to get nice gift. Okay? The ones who don't memorize, it's time to call their parents at home. Okay? To see why aren't they memorizing.
Which ayah?
Okay.
What ayah do we need to memorize?
The same ayah. I'll give you a chance, Marwan, one more week. And by the way, I am not asking you to memorize a surah. I'm just asking you to memorize an ayah. Just like with the cow thing. Okay? Alright.
It's hundreds of ayahs. You only had to do like one or three, right?
So now we're going to talk about the name of Allah, As-Salam. The name of Allah, what? As-Salam. So, what is the meaning of the name of Allah, As-Salam? Can you think with me?
Peaceful.
Okay, peaceful. Huh? Hello. Peaceful and? Huh? Peaceful means right. Peaceful is right. Huh? Means what? Or maybe you say the provider of peace. The provider of peace. So there are two meanings of the name As-Salam. One is called the provider, the provider of security, the provider of security, and the other meaning means the flawless, the flawless. So let's start with the first meaning. Do we use salam in our language? Huh? Do you use salam in our language?
Yeah.
Yes. And when do we use it? Yes, you say salamu alaykum. What does it mean saying salamu alaykum to this guy? But what does it mean in terms of like not translation, like words, meanings.
Greeting.
More than it's a greeting. It is also, when I say salamu alaykum and you reply wa alaykum as-salam, the meaning of this greeting is what? Huh? The meaning of which greeting we're talking about? Assalamu alaykum. You can hear underline. Assalamu alaykum. You got this part? You are basically saying to this person, go ahead. Oh, well, okay. But let me be very accurate. You're close. Let me begin. It means that don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. Means what?
Don't worry.
Don't worry, I am not going to harm you. Assalamu alaikum. Means don't worry, I'm not going to harm you. I am coming in peace. I am coming in what? In peace means that I'm coming and I will not go to harm you. Right? Right? Do you want to use the burger to take some notes?
Oh, that's nice. I take notes.
Then you reply and say, when somebody says assalamu alaikum, means I am coming in peace. I am not going to harm you. Then the reply is from you, wa alaikum assalam, means what?
And I won't harm you either.
And I will not harm you either. Ah. So the meaning of assalam means security from harm. The meaning of assalam is security of harm, from harm. There's a lot of harm out there. Okay? So, security from this harm. So, when two brothers say assalamu alaikum to each other, and then they start hitting each other, then they lie, technically lie, because that's not assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum means come in peace, I will not harm you. And then wa alaikum assalam, I'm also coming in peace, I'm not going to harm you. Yes?
So, if you say assalamu alaikum, like say I say assalamu alaikum to him, and he doesn't reply back, does that mean he's going to hurt me?
Okay. Okay, he's not, well,
depends,
he's replying out of what, arrogance, or because he doesn't like you, or, it depends, you know, but basically this person is saying, and I'm not going to harm you either. Then let me ask you a question. If you want to greet Allah, do you say assalamu alaikum?
No.
Do you say assalamu alaikum if you want to meet Allah?
You can't harm Allah.
Do you say assalamu alaikum?
No.
Only very ignorant people say assalamu alaikum to Allah. Very ignorant people. Why? It's like saying, oh Allah, I'm coming in peace, I'm not going to harm you. Then, what do you say when you meet Allah?
I don't know. Oh, you are my master or something like that.
No. Remember, what do you say in التحيات? Huh? التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. Excellent. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. So, تحيات means greetings to Allah. Greetings to Allah. Prayers to Allah. Good things to Allah. Huh? Says why? التحيات. Do you see why when you are the prayer, you don't say السلام عليك يا الله. السلام عليك يا محمد السلام علينا ورحمة الله وبركاته. We don't say التحيات like that. We say السلام عليكم. Say تحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. Reply from Allah is what? السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. So Allah is telling السلام عليك السلام عليك. So you greet Allah, greetings to be to Allah, and then Allah will reply, assalamu alaikum. Means like I am giving you my salam. Khadija radiallahu anha, she is an Arabi woman. She speaks Arabic. You know who's Khadija?
She's a Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is the yeah. How old? What's the age difference between Khadija?
20 years.
15
no,
years.
15 years, that's right. And she was his only wife for, by the way, just as curiosity, why did Allah chose the wife of the Prophet Muhammad to be 15 years older than him?
Because she more wives and he'll need the support maybe when he gets his calling from Allah?
To mother him, basically. To mother him. You know? It's like a wife and a mother. He Allah wanted her to mother him. Why? Because he's going to go through horror stories. And he definitely needs Khadijah, which will mother him. Okay? You got it? Do you understand now? Anyway, so Khadijah once was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Angel Jibreel came and he said, give salam to Khadijah and tell her that she is going to have a palace in Jannah. Made of pearl. Pearl, you know the pearl?
Yeah.
Made of pearl that doesn't have any kind of noise or vain talk. So basically, so give, say salam to Khadija and give her the glad news that Allah is preparing for her a house in Jannah built of prayer that would have nothing, no harming sounds at all. No harming sounds. Got it? So now Khadija replied. Did she reply and say, wa ala Allahi salam? Did she say, wa ala Allahi salam? Remember, she's an Arabian girl, woman. So she knows exactly what Arabic. Wa alayhi salam?
No.
No. She said what?
The greater.
She didn't say tahiyyatu lillahi. She said, from Allah, Allah is a salam. She said, Allah is a salam. That was his reply, her reply. Allah is a salam. From him coming the salam. The true salam comes from Allah. Allah is the salam. To him comes the salam. To him belongs the salam. So that was her reply. So what was her reply? Allah is a salam. Allah is... Who can repeat the reply, Khadija? Who can repeat what Khadija, what Angel Jibreel said to Khadija? Huh?
That you will get a palace in Jannah.
Yes. Give salam to Khadija and tell her that
she'll get a palace in Jannah.
Yes, exactly. Do you see this? Then she replied and said what? Wa ala Allahi salam? Was that her reply? Did she? No. What did she reply and say?
Allah
is as-salam. From him comes as-salam. To him belongs as-salam. Okay? That was a very, very intelligent answer. She did not, because she is an Arabi woman, she knows exactly what she's talking about. Okay? All right. What happened is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was ascending to heaven, ascending to heaven. Okay? You know what's the name of ascending to heaven? That particular event? Al-Mi'raj. It's called what? Al-Mi'raj. So when you hear, tomorrow is the memory of Al-Mi'raj, for example.
Tomorrow is?
I'm just saying. Then you know what Al-Mi'raj is. It's the heavenly journey. Al-Mi'raj, as a word, it means like you climb up. As a word, and the dictionary means climb up. But as a terminology, al-mi'raj, what's it called? Al-mi'raj. 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 Al-mi'raj is means the heavenly journey of who? Prophet Muhammad. When you hear the word mi'raj, automatically this comes to your brain. How about this? Was the heavenly journey preceded by an earthly journey? So.
Yeah, right? Because he went on the horse.
Yeah.
That wasn't human.
That wasn't
or
horse.
That wasn't,
yeah,
it
but
wasn't
still,
a horse, though. It was like yes. A camel horse.
Well, no,
yeah,
no.
But his question was this journey preceded by an earthly journey? Was like he traveled on the earth to get to place to get
And this
to
is called.
Way, it wasn't completely earthly. earthly because he came went to Makkah to Jerusalem.
That's earthly part.
Yeah, but it's on earth. So it's on anything, earth. Whenever
it's horizontal.
Yeah.
It's horizontal. One horizontal and one
vertical.
So what's the name of the one that's horizontal? Al-Isra. One surah of the Quran is called the Isra. So what is it called? Al. Good job. So it's called the Isra wal
Mi'raj.
Mi'raj
is from.
Now, Isra is a night journey. Is a what?
Night journey.
Night journey. Traveling in the morning is not Isra. You got it? So Al Isra wal Mi'raj. So when he ascended up to heaven, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he ascended up to heaven, and he met Allah, what did he say? Salaamu alaykum Allah?
No.
No, what did he say? At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. Allah replied what? As-salamu alayka ayyuha nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be on you, the Prophet. Peace be on you, the Prophet. And the mercy of Allah, and the mercy and the mercy and the blessings of Allah be on you. The mercy and blessing is Allah. So what is tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat means? Huh?
Peace be upon Allah.
You made it. It means that you didn't understand anything. No one can say peace upon Allah. Or if he says that, then it's wrong. Okay, huh?
Does that make me ignorant if I say that? Does that make me ignorant? If someone said that, does that make me ignorant?
Make it what?
Ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay.
About understanding the word salam. You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Or she is talking about. So, okay. So he says, huh? And then Allah, the angels reply, السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. You got it? That was the first part of the tahiyyat. You understand where it come from? It came from the conversation with Allah during al-Mi'raj trip. During the Mi'raj trip. Al-Mi'raj trip started from where? Mecca. Ended where?
Jerusalem.
That's right. Now, give me examples. Give me examples of... Or like, what is the implementation of Name As-Salam in our life? What? How do we implement that? As-Salam is a name of beauty. Name of what?
Beauty
that Allah wants to implement in our life, right? Which is part of the manners of Allah. So, how does Allah, what's the implementation of As-Salam in your life? Remember, everything has implementation in life. All names of Allah have implementations in life. So, As-Salam, how do you implement? Can you think of a scenario? I'll give you an example. Do you know the Pharaoh and his magicians against Prophet Musa? Okay. What happened to the magicians when they saw the snake of Prophet Musa swallowing all their toys? They had toys, magic toys.
They had toys.
Magic toys. Like, you know, for example, if you have a rubber pipe and you put mercury in it, it would shake like an...
I have an example of a salam. It's just not...
Go ahead.
So, when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was catapulted into the fire, Allah protected him and asked the fire to be calm and cool.
Perfect. Allah said to the fire, be salam to Ibrahim. Be what? Salam to Ibrahim. Means don't be harmful to Ibrahim. Huh?
I have another example.
Go ahead.
When the whales followed Yunus alayhi salam, Allah kept him safe in the whale's stomach.
Yes, yes. Allah kept him safe because Allah is salam. and he deserves the salam. Okay, can you think of something related to the Pharaoh, to the magicians of the Pharaoh that implemented the name of Salam? Yes. No, about the magicians, what happened? After they see the prophet, the snake of prophet moves, huh? Swallowing all their magic toys. You know the magic toys? Yeah. So what happened? What did they do?
They
what? Huh? You don't know the story of Prophet Musa? What happened to the magicians then? They made sujood. Made sujood to who?
Allah.
No, he did not behead them.
Huh?
Yes. They cut their right arm with their left leg.
What?
And then crucified them on palm trees. So first, exactly. Look what happened. Look at them. When he said, threatened them, he said, I am going to cut your order, the cutting of your right hand and left leg, and I'm going you to crucify you and the palm trees. Why? Because they said, we believe in Allah, and they bowed down to Allah. He said, how come you do this without getting my permission? He's so arrogant. He's so crazy about his arrogance. He has the greatness, he's a greatness freak. So he said, how dare you do it without my permission? He is your teacher. Musa is your teacher. Who taught you? Huh? Magic. He's your teacher. He's your trainer who trained you to do the magic. And then he said, I am going to cut your hands and legs opposite. Hand and opposite leg. One hand and opposite leg. And I'm going to crucify you on the Baal
trees.
What was the reply? They said, we don't care. We don't care. Why? Because we now know who is our Lord. We now know who is our Lord. So, whatever you do to us, whatever harm you do to us, is going to be what, where? In this life. In this life. So, the implementation here, if a king or...
Yay.
If a king or... Look, if a king or president, or a king, let's say if a king gives you salam, but he asks you to do bad deeds, bad things. Then the salam that you're getting from this king, saying, I'll give you salam, however, go kill this guy.
I'll
give you salam,
I'll protect
but
you.
Yeah, I'll protect you.
But you need to go kill this guy.
Now, is that the true salam?
Nope.
Why this is not the true salam, even though I took pictures of this.
Oh, this one? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Even though, go ahead.
It's not true salam because you have to pay a cost to get security
from someone. It is not a true salam because
it is. You're harming someone.
It is temporary. You get salam
crucified
only during your life. During your life on earth, you get salam. But in the day of judgment, do you get salam? No. So, if you are tempted or threatened by a powerful pharaoh, okay? Do this, I'm saying. Powerful king.
Okay.
A powerful king.
Smart.
A powerful king. He says, I will give you my salam, which means that I'm going to secure you and protect you. Because salam means security from harm. Okay? I'll give you salam if you go and kill this guy. Now you have two choices. Either to get the salam of the king or to disobey the king. If you disobey the king, then Why? Based on what? Based on, you tell him that Allah is the Salam. Allah is the true Salam. What do you mean? What's the difference between temporary Salam and true Salam?
Temporary Salam will run out. True Salam is from Allah.
Exactly. Actually, he said that's fake Salam and
real
Salam. The fake Salam, if you get from kings and presidents, this is a fake Salam because it's temporary. What kind of Salam that will end, that make you end up in hellfire? You are securing me in this life? Fine. How about the day of judgment? I'm not securing you. What? Do you understand that? Both go to hellfire. So this guy said, we are in hellfire because we've listened to your orders and commands. They say we are both in hell. So don't give me crap. You know, the king and the followers, okay, who did bad deeds to please him. Okay? Okay, so now, back into, what do we mean by true salam? The everlasting salam with in Jannah. There is a city that's called Darus Salam. Which city is that?
The city of today.
Yeah, it's called the city of, which city of today is it's called Jerusalem. It's called Jerusalem. Al-Quds. Al-Quds called Jerusalem. Why is it called Jerusalem? Because they used to call it Dar es Salaam. They used to call Jerusalem Dar es Salaam. Then it becomes Dar es Salaam, and then it becomes Jerusalem. 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 Dar es Salaam. It was originally Dar es Salaam, but it got twisted with time to, instead of Dar es Salaam, it's Jerusalem.
What is
Jerusalem? It's Dar. Yeah. You got it? Okay. There is another house of peace. There's another house of peace. Dar es Salaam is the name of another place. Okay? Which is the house of peace. What is this? What is this called Dar es Salaam? Allah said it literally that Dar es Salaam. Allah means what? Jerusalem? No. Allah means what?
Mecca?
No. Jannah. Allah called Jannah Dar es Salaam. Why? Once you enter Jannah.
Because you can't be harmed.
Absolutely not. Nothing called harmful in Jannah. Okay? The word harmful disappears completely. There's nothing harmful at all. Jannah does not harm anybody. Jannah is created to pleasure, give people pleasure and satisfaction and make them happy. So once you get to Jannah, that's it. No more harm. No more harm going to be on you. So Allah is the true Salam who owns the place of, who owns Dar es Salaam. Allah is the true Salam who owns Dar es Salaam, which is Jannah. Why is the salam of the Pharaoh or the king is fake and the salam of Allah is not fake? Huh? The salam coming from king, exactly. It is temporary salam. Why is it awful? Because it will be followed by what in the day of judgment? Followed by everlasting punishment, everlasting pain. So you choose between the true salam and the fake salam. If you listen to the oppressor, okay, then you're seeking what? Fake salam. Why? He's going to promote you, he's not going to harm you, but on the other side, it is followed by what kind of salam that secured me in this life and followed by hell in the day of judgment. Is that the salam you're talking about? This is the salam offered by who? Kings and powerful people. Kings and powerful people. Salam is offered to them. I'm sorry, salam is offered from them to us in this life. Now, everybody who followed the Pharaoh and Pharaoh did give them salam in this life, they die and they go to hellfire with the Pharaoh. And they keep blaming the Pharaoh. It's because of you we are here. He said, go and give me the crab, we're all here. You know, that's it. the court of Allah is over and we're doomed. They just, the last thing I want to hear is your crap. But they will say that in the day of judgment. Okay? What is then the other meaning of the word salam? The other meaning of the word salam means flawless. What? Flawless. The free of flaws. You know flaws?
Yeah.
Like what? Like any something that makes Allah have a problem. Like if you have bad personality, then you have flaw, which is bad personality. Okay? If you have dishonesty, then you have a bad flaw, which is dishonesty. So flaws means problems.
So basically Allah's perfect.
Allah is perfect, free of flaws. Allah is free from
flaws.
Also means that Allah is free from flaws.
True.
Now, if somebody says to you, Allah eats, what do you say?
No, that's a lie.
You say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah means Allah is better than that. Allah is way better than what you say. If somebody said Allah sleeps, like those people who see crimes on earth, I've heard it really, from people who have seen crimes on earth. They say, if God, there are two possibilities. If God is aware of it and he's not doing anything, then he's bad God. Or if he is not aware of him, then he's a bad God too.
They're right here in this. They're saying that there's no God because there's bad on earth.
Yes, because if there's a crime, they say awful crime. They say if God is aware of it, then he's a bad God because he's not stopping it. Oh, if God is not aware of it, then he's a bad God because he is not. Then he's helpless. You got it? The answer, of course, is simple. How do you answer that? Huh?
Allah is testing us.
Exactly right. Allah is testing us. It means that he is not going to stop criminals from crimes. Why? Because there, it's a free will. If Allah is going to stop the evil, then where is the test? If Allah is going to stop all evil, then where is the test? The test, in order to do the test, you have to have what? Two bad.
Good and bad.
Yes. Good and bad, exactly. So Allah, just like I heard this preacher saying, I don't know how Allah, the loving, will let something like 9/11 happen.
Bush caused it.
Well, whatever caused it, Allah is not going to stop the evil from happening. Why? Because Allah wants us to have the freedom to do evil or do good. So the answer is simple. Why Allah is allowing this thing? Because Allah is testing us, which means that he's not going to stop evil from coming to us. So this is the second name of the salam. By the way, subhanallah means also has another meaning, which means that
glory be to Allah.
Wow, when you see something awesome, you say subhanallah. Means wow.
The untiring, essentially.
Huh?
So I could just shorten it to the inspiring.
The wow. When you are wowed about something.
The inspiring.
You say subhanallah. You know, like saying the powerful of Allah is so magnificent that he created this thing. Is that what you are asking?
Yeah, inspiring means you inspire like someone. Feel absolutely overwhelmed by how amazing something is. That's why.
Yes, that's true. So when you're, that's meaning of subhanallah. So subhanallah means two things. If somebody's saying, if something is trying to make Allah have a bad image or sick image or sick realization of Allah or what they call it, bad image or dragadori image, right? if somebody has this, then you say Subhanallah. Let me ask you a question. Some philosophers do this stuff. Let me ask you a question. What if somebody says, you say Allah can do everything, can do anything, right? You say Allah can do anything. You agree or disagree? Let's say you talk to some people who are not believers of Allah. And they trick you. They say, Allah can do anything, right?
Yeah.
You say what?
Yes.
Right. You say right. Then they say, can he create a rock that he can't carry?
Yeah.
Can he create a rock that he can't carry?
No.
So he is doing... So whether your answer is he's developing, he wants to say Allah has a low image, who's trying to give Allah low image by saying, okay, if he knows how to create the rock, if he's able to create the rock, then he's not able to carry it. If he's not able to create the rock, hold on. If he's not able to create the rock, then here's one thing that he can't do. But if he created the rock and he can't carry it, this is another one that he came to do. You understand? Can you explain that to me? Explain what I just said.
That's really smart.
Basically, simple. It's simple. Can Allah create a rock that he can't carry? If you say yes, he can, then he can't carry it. If you say he can't, then... Then he can't.
This person is basically saying, can Allah create a rock that he can't carry? Since Allah can do everything, he can create that. But then, if he can't carry it, that's one of the things he can't do.
Exactly.
He can do everything.
Do you see the trick? Philosopher's trick? You see it?
That's called philosophy.
Okay. Now, the answer should be simple. Allah will not do everything. Allah will do only what's appropriate for His Majesty. You got it? Whatever is appropriate, can Allah cheat?
Yeah.
If He wants. But is it appropriate for Allah to cheat?
No.
Can Allah do injustice?
Yeah.
If He wants. But is it appropriate for His Majesty to be unjust?
No.
You got that part? So, same thing.
Nope.
Can Allah create such a rock?
Yep.
If He wants. But it's not appropriate for His Majesty. Why? Because it will bring him down from the status of God into a lower status. You got it? So, one thing to keep in mind. The first thing is that Allah is not going to do that. Not He's able or not able. Allah is not going to do it. Why? Huh? The answer is Allah is not going to do it. Why? Because it's not appropriate for His Majesty. Right? So Allah is not going to create the rock. Why? It's not. This is a low image of Allah. If you think that this would happen, that's a low image of Allah. Another thing also to keep in mind, since we talked about this, is Allah everywhere?
Yeah.
No. Yes, but He's not located everywhere. Where is the location of Allah?
In heaven.
Yes, in heavens. How do we know that? There is a little girl who came to the Prophet Muhammad. She said, where is Allah? Prophet Muhammad said, Allah is in heaven. Now, if you say Allah's power and knowledge is where? It's everywhere. So Allah's power and knowledge is everywhere. But He is not located everywhere. Why? Because if somebody tricks you and says, is Allah located everywhere? And you say yes, then he tells you, is He located in the toilet?
Oh,
is He located into, like...
in a dumpster?
Dumpsters? No. Allah's power and knowledge everywhere, but He's not located into... He's not located everywhere. Why? Because it's not appropriate for His Majesty to be located everywhere. Why? Because there are bad places. Her Majesty doesn't. His Majesty shouldn't. His Majesty shouldn't. His Majesty what?
Shouldn't.
His Majesty shouldn't. do.
Like, for example, how kings and queens and princesses and princes can't do certain things, otherwise it would lower their status of royalty.
Exactly. Exactly. MashaAllah. That's an excellent example. Yeah. Can the queen engage in robbery?
She can.
She can, but she wouldn't. Why? It lowers her from the status. It lowered her image. So that's a low image. That's a low image for her. You got this part?
Yes.
So two things you learned. Allah will not create the rock because it's not appropriate for His
majesty.
It's not appropriate for His majesty to create such a rock. Now, second, is Allah located everywhere?
No.
No.
He's in where?
Heaven.
However, His power and knowledge are
everywhere.
Got it?
Yes.
Then Allah is flawless. Flawless means?
No mistakes.
Perfect. Perfect. Free of any flaws. Any kind of flaws. Because if Allah has flaws, then this is low image of who? Allah. So Allah is better than that. SubhanAllah. He doesn't have any flaws. Alright. Thank you very much. Next time, I'm going to test you on that ayah. And إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ. Go to the website. It's Surah Al-Ahzab. But it's there. Thank you, Zainab.
Did you all get a picture? She's already over.